This is the Capital City Recap with Michael Cohen on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
1320 WILS. Wow, what a hot Thursday. 91 right now, a low of 70. It is going to be hot tonight. Tomorrow, there are going to be thunderstorms coming through, a high of 85, getting down to 57 is the low. And Saturday, beautiful, sunny all day Saturday, a high of 79. Well, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell today, speaking in Kentucky, saying that, there may have to be another plan, that the American Health Care Act may not actually get through. Let's talk about the potential implications economically. Stephen Moore is with us, distinguished visiting fellow at the Heritage Foundation, a former senior economic advisor for Donald J. Trump for president. I should note he's also a senior economic analyst for CNN. Stephen, great to have you on WILS.
How wonderful to be with you. I hope you had a great 4th of July.
I did. And I've seen you on CNN several times. I wonder, what's it like for you with your perspective working at CNN?
Well, it's like going behind enemy lines. And I was with, for 6 years, I was with Fox News and made the jump over to CNN earlier this year. Wanted to see if maybe I could convince liberals of my of the rightness of our free market positions, but sometimes I feel like I'm banging my head against the wall. So.
How does that work? Do you feel like your thoughts are given proper respect?
Pardon?
Do you feel like as a conservative you get the amount of proper airtime and respect on CNN?
Well, you know, it's usually three or four against one.
Right.
So, I guess liberals think that's, three or four against one I can win. It's when I was five or six against one, it gets to be tough. But, yeah. I think that I was just listening to what you were saying about, maybe going back to the drawing board on this health care plan. And I think Republicans have done a very poor job of explaining what they're trying to do here and how it's going to benefit, most Americans. I mean, when you get headlines that say 20 million people are going to lose their health insurance coverage, that gives Americans a lot of pause. And what the Republicans have not done a good enough job of explaining that if we stay with Obamacare, nobody's going to have health insurance because the system is going belly up. I mean,
it's Republicans themselves with a problem, right? You've got guys like Ted Cruz and other senators who are not going along with the plan. Do you, first of all, feel the American Health Care Act is the real solution for us?
I think it's a heck of a lot better than what we have right now. I think one of the problems with it is that it doesn't provide enough enough of the kinds of policy changes that will reduce premiums. For example, one of the most important things we have to do to change our healthcare insurance system and make it more affordable to people is to allow people to buy insurance across state lines. So if you live in Michigan, you could buy a plan in Utah or Iowa, or if you lived in, Nevada, you could buy a plan in, Idaho or New Mexico, and that gives people far, far more choices. And we know, that when you have more choices, what happens? People, competition and choice brings down costs.
Now, why do you think we don't see that as part of the plan, though, especially with the Republicans?
Well, it takes a long explanation, but the short explanation is that the budget rules do not allow that. They will not allow the Republicans to add things like, interstate competition. They won't allow things like we need to have medical malpractice reform because we all know the trial lawyers are taking so much of our medical bill. We're paying for a tax to fund all the trial lawyers who sue the hospitals every time they get a chance. Another idea I really like out there that should be part of every Republican plan, and they've been talking about it, but it's not in the bill, is to allow require transparency. Let's have doctors and hospitals post what their prices are. When's the last time you went to a hospital or a doctor or a medical facility and you saw posted what things cost?
Yeah, it doesn't happen. Does not happen. And you're saying and that's not part of the plan, won't be, right?
You see, it is part of the grand plan, but it's not in this bill. And that's what's frustrating to me. Now, if you look at what's happened around the country, the premiums that people are paying under Obamacare have doubled over 3 or 4 years. That's not the Heritage Foundation talking. That's not the Trump administration talking. That's from the Congressional Budget Office says that it's just bankrupting families. Yeah. But Republicans haven't done a good enough job of explaining that Obamacare is a complete disaster, and that the reason premiums are rising is because of all the regulations in the bill.
I'm talking to Stephen Moore, distinguished visiting fellow at the Heritage Foundation. Stephen, so what happens if this does not work? They're not able to pass any reform to health care. What does it do to the president's larger economic plan?
Well, first of all, they are going to pass a health care bill. I'm going to give you about an 80 to 90% chance. Now, when that's going to happen, you know, whether it happens, hopefully, you know, in the next few weeks. But if it doesn't happen in the next few weeks, it'll happen before Labor Day. And they've got to get it done this summer. And they'll have to find another way to get the 51st vote. And that's becoming challenging because you've got, you know, as you just said, you've got Republicans on the right, like my good friend Ted Cruz and Mike Lee, who, you know, want more free market-based reforms. And then you have other, you know, Republicans who are more of the, you know, the moderate variety.
So do you think Mike Lee and Ted Cruz are wrong to stand up against this? Or?
Do I think what?
Do you think they're wrong to, I mean, do you think they should just be going along to?
I think it's critically important for the party and for Donald Trump and for the free market movement that we repeal as much of Obamacare as we possibly can. We are at a crossroads in this country today. It's very simple, ladies and gentlemen. It is a very simple decision that we all have to make. Mm-hmm. We are either going to have a government-run healthcare system like Bernie Sanders wants, or we're going to have a system where you have competition and choice and you rely on free markets to reduce costs, as they do in, by the way, every other industry. You know, it's interesting. The two industries in America where costs have exploded the most are education and healthcare, mm-hmm. and those are the two industries most dominated by government. So, but I do think there's a high probability we're going to get a healthcare bill passed. I think it'll be much, much better than Obamacare. Will it go as far as I want? Probably not.
Okay, but you're saying that they're going to be able to change the minds of Ted Cruz or Rand Paul or Mike Lee?
Yeah, yes.
I wonder how that's going to happen, though. That
sounds like they're going to have to basically say, you know, make some concessions to them. And then, you know, Republicans are going to have to man up here. And they're going to have to say, look, we were all elected as a party. Every single Republican, maybe with one or two exceptions, who ran for the House and Senate, ran on repealing Obamacare. So it's got to get done, and Republicans have to stand together on this. Because if they don't, there's an old saying in politics, if you don't hang together, you hang separately. Mm-hmm. And, you know, 2018 could be a bloodbath. But I want to say one other quick thing. You know, the reason it's important to get this done quickly is so we can move on to the second, you know, item that is a must-pass this year, which is a big tax cut. And we got to get business tax cuts done. We got to get a tax cut for American workers.
Now, Stephen Moore here on WILS, why is that so critical, Stephen?
Why is it so critical? Because the economy isn't growing fast enough. We've been stuck with an Obama recovery now for 8 years with, you know, less than 2% growth. That's pathetic. That's not going to bring the deficit down. It's not going to move people out of poverty. It's going to not provide enough of the high-paying jobs that Americans said they wanted in the last election. They've got to get this tax cut done. I mean, my gosh, we have the highest business tax rates in the world. We're losing our factories. We're losing our capital and our jobs and our businesses to other countries. Just a couple months ago, Burger King moved to Canada. Burger King is a, you know, iconic American company, and now it's in Canada because the taxes are lower there.
Yeah, but we'll hear economists say the effective tax rate is actually much lower than what we see out there, right? Many corporations... Go ahead.
Well, we got to cut. You know, I helped Donald Trump put his tax plan together. We're calling for a 15% tax rate on our by the way, not just big corporations, but also the 26 million small businesses in this country would also get a tax cut. Now, why is that important? Because, you know, liberals don't seem to understand this, but let's face it. If you don't have healthy, profitable businesses, you don't have jobs. Okay. Jobs come from businesses. You need employers, and you need employers to be making money. And a lot of them can't make money with the high tax rates that we're paying here in the United States.
Let me ask you this, Stephen, because Democrats will say, look, it's going to cause a huge budget shortfall. We're going to go increase the deficit and so on.
No. You got to get growth up to get this deficit down. I had a piece in the Wall Street Journal a couple of weeks ago. People can, you know, Google it and find it about how, you know, if we don't get a growth up to at least 3%, and right now, as I said, we're growing. Last year, we under Obama, we grew at 1.6%, which is barely keeping out of recession. We got to get up to 3-4%. If we do that, we have trillions of dollars more revenues that roll in over the next decade. I'm not saying the tax cuts will pay for themselves. I'm saying it's a precondition. We got to get growth up. We got to get Americans back into high-paying jobs. And this tax cut will do it. It'll be like rocket fuel for the economy.
Yeah. Stephen Moore here on WILS. Are you changing any minds over at CNN?
Well, you know, it's funny. People do walk up to me on the street and say, you know, I never thought of, you know, this. So, you know, for example, you know, I was on the other night about the minimum wage. And I just like, look, you know, I want Americans to have high wages. But, you know, if you raise the minimum wage too much, as they did in Seattle, you lose jobs. You know, it's that simple. Employers, you know, what's better to have, no job at $15 an hour or a decent job at $12 an hour? So, you know, if you raise that minimum wage too much, you're going to lose jobs and people are going to lose opportunities to move up the economic ladder. And people said, well, gee, I never heard it explained that way. It's like, well, it's just simple economics.
Yeah. And I know you're an economist, but I just want to get your take, one last take on the coverage, the media coverage, the focus on Russia and the election. What do you think that's doing to the country to moving things forward?
Well, I've never seen anything like it. I mean, I've been involved in politics for 30 years, and I've never seen, you know, a level of hostility and, hatred for the United States president as we're seeing today. And a lot of the people in the media, just as a lot of liberals, have not been able to cope with the idea that Donald Trump is our president. And, you know, give the guy a chance. You know, that's what I believe that what he's going to do is going to grow this economy big league, as he would say. I think we're going to see a lot of jobs come back to states like Michigan, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin. I'm from Illinois. Boy, do we need jobs in Illinois. Mm-hmm. I believe it will work. But, you know, why not give the guy a chance? Let him pass his program. Let's see if it works. Because, you know, we tried it liberals' way now for the last 8 years. Mm-hmm. It didn't work too well for America.
You said you've never seen this kind of an attitude towards our president before. Can you explain what's fueling it?
Well, what's going on here is you've got a media that has exposed itself as, extremely left-wing. And, by the way, I worked for 10 years for the Wall Street Journal. I was on the editorial board there. I'm embarrassed by the way that they treated Donald Trump. And I think anybody, look, the other night I was on, CNN again with some liberal economist who was saying, Donald Trump's a big liar. All he does is lie. He's just a big liar. And I said, look, I didn't agree with virtually a thing that Barack Obama did as president. I think almost every move that he made the economy worse. But I didn't go around calling, Barack Obama a liar, and impugning the character of our president. But that's happening routinely. And by the way, I don't think it's working. I bet a lot of the people listening to the show voted for Donald Trump, and they're happy that they did. And people are really upset at the media, and they don't believe what these people say anymore because their credibility has gone down the drain. I mean, I remember back when I was working for Trump during the campaign back in August of last year, the New York Times basically said, we're not even going to pretend that we're objective anymore. Mm-hmm. We're going to, put editorials on the front page because we think Donald Trump is such a clear and present danger to our nation. Well, come on. You know, why would anybody read that newspaper if they're not objective and they're not reporting the news? They're just editorializing every day.
Stephen Moore, distinguished visiting fellow at the Heritage Foundation, former senior economic advisor for Donald J. Trump for president, and also an economic analyst, senior economic analyst for CNN. Stephen Moore, right here on 1320 WILS. Stephen, it's been a pleasure. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Anytime. Yeah. And, we're just, I guarantee you, we're going to get a tax cut this year, okay, and we're going to get a health care bill.
Well, you, we've heard your prediction. We'll see what happens.
All right.
Thank you,
Stephen. Have a great week.
You too.
Bye.
Bye-bye.